Care providers accuse suppliers of profiteering over coronavirus. By Victoria Friedman on April 3, 2020. Medical protection suppliers are operating a racket, charging sometimes 1,000% more for masks, according to Britain's private social care providers. Social care providers and care homes have remarked that hand sanitizer, masks, gloves, plastic gowns, and other personal protective equipment, PPE, have gone up since the shortage brought on by the coronavirus pandemic. Care workers have told The Times that aprons have gone up by 166%. Non-latex gloves that used to cost £2 for a box of 100 now cost £8. While one supplier is charging £179 for 5 liters of hand sanitizer when it normally costs just £5. We are being ripped off. It's daylight robbery. I think these suppliers are profiting off an international crisis and not supporting the community. They are potentially contributing to the spread of this infection, said Katrin Green, who manages a care agency in Torbay, Devon. There are people who are very, very sadly trying to make a quick buck out of this, and I think that that's just completely unethical, said Shailisa Hashem, from CHD Living, a residential care group in Surrey. The report says that currently only private sector healthcare services are being greatly overcharged, with the government-managed NHS retaining its fixed prices. However, in Europe, diplomats have accused Chinese companies of profiteering through increasing prices on PPE bought by the state. One Spanish diplomat said that in some cases, costs have gone up tenfold, with companies expecting full payment in advance. In return, China has been sending substandard equipment, like masks and tests, to the Netherlands and Spain. NHS staff are complaining of a chronic shortage of PPE equipment as well, or, as one paramedic revealed, equipment made from substandard materials is all that is available. Speaking on condition of anonymity, the paramedic told Sky News that when responding to a suspected coronavirus case, he is provided with an apron that is just thin PVC, normally worn whilst cleaning out his ambulance, leaving him feeling vulnerable. He added that after entering a number of people's houses during a 12-hour shift, he worries that he may have helped spread the virus because of his poorly covered uniform. Pictures of nurses in bin bags because they did not have enough PPE made the rounds in social media last month. But reports have revealed that some NHS staff have been threatened with the ending of their career if they reveal to the public crisis shortages in their hospitals. One doctor who raised his concerns with management was reportedly told, "If we hear of these concerns going outside these four walls, your career and your position here will be untenable."